United States has warned it may have to act before any negotiations as unrest continues in Iran. Human rights groups say they have verified nearly 500 deaths since protests began. Sir Richard Moore, the former head of Britain's Foreign Intelligence Service, MI6, says any outside intervention would be extremely sensitive. He warned that Iranians must be allowed to determine their own future, and that any form of support for protesters must be carefully calibrated so it does not put them at greater risk. Judging that balance, he said, is not easy. The BBC has learned that the UK government has paid substantial compensation to a Palestinian man who was tortured by the CIA. Abu Zubaydah was later transferred to Guantanamo Bay, where he remains detained without trial almost 20 years on. Intelligence agencies MI5 and MI6 are understood to have passed questions to CIA interrogators, despite being aware of his extreme mistreatment. The Foreign Office, which oversees MI6, has declined to comment on intelligence matters. Kent County Council has declared a major incident after more than 20,000 people in parts of Kent and Sussex were left without water or with only intermittent supplies. Affected areas include East Grinstead, Eastbourne, Headcorn and Tunbridge Wells, some of which had already experienced shortages last month. Southeast Water says freezing temperatures caused multiple burst pipes, while Storm Goretti disrupted its ability to treat and pump water. Bottled water stations have been opened, several schools are closed today, and the government has described the situation as unacceptable. In entertainment news, the British drama series Adolescence has swept all of its nominated categories at the Golden Globe Awards, winning Best Limited Series and 3 acting awards. The comedy thriller One Battle After Another took the most trophies overall. Film journalist Sandro Minetti says the Oscars race now appears largely settled, with One Battle After Another emerging as the clear front-runner. Finally, a chimpanzee central to research on the evolution of language has died in Japan at the age of 49. The female chimp, named Ai, was renowned for her intelligence and her ability to recognize letters and numbers. Researchers say her memory skills matched those of humans in a number of tests, making her a landmark figure in cognitive science. Manchester will see a cold and mostly cloudy day, with occasional light showers possible later on. Temperatures will reach around 5 degrees Celsius, with light to moderate winds. That's the latest from Nick Off Radio News. More updates throughout the day.
Astuce du jour, simplifiez vos choix avec la règle du « assez bien ». Chercher la perfection bloque souvent l'action. La règle du « assez bien » consiste à accepter une solution satisfaisante plutôt que parfaite afin d'avancer plus vite et avec moins de stress. Comment l'appliquer ? Fixez à l'avance un niveau acceptable de qualité, par exemple 70 ou 80%. Une fois ce niveau atteint, arrêtez-vous et passez à l'action. Évitez de peaufiner indéfiniment des détails qui n'apportent pas de réelle valeur. Pourquoi ça marche? La plupart des résultats efficaces viennent de l'action, pas de la perfection. Le « assez bien » libère du temps, réduit la pression et vous permet de progresser plus régulièrement. Astuce bonus, rappelez-vous, fait est toujours mieux que parfait. Vous pourrez toujours améliorer plus tard. Pour en savoir plus, vous pouvez retrouver toutes les astuces dans le livre « Comment savoir bien faire » disponible sur Amazon.